Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast, the number one dropshipping podcast in the world, by the way. I'm never going to get tired of saying that one, John. I might lead into every episode with that. Today, we're answering a question that I get a lot on sales calls. So I don't know if you knew this. You can book a call if you're considering joining our course. You can find that at dropshipbreakthrough.com/call. And the question is, should I find my niche before even buying your course, which, by the way, teaches you how to find your niche? I get this question a lot. I wanted to address it on the podcast. I do want to address one other thing. We have moved our podcast feed to Spotify. Maybe you noticed there's no intro music or outro music. John and I are trying to be a little more conversational, not have these ad breaks in the middle. You might just hear John and I talking about it. I don't know. We're figuring this out. But the beauty of Spotify is that there's video attached. So maybe you're not a YouTube person. John and I have been putting our videos up there for a while, podcasts and others. Spotify has this feature as well. And so you can see both of our beautiful faces inside of your Spotify app if that's what you choose to do. The Patreon replays, there was no video there, so those will still be audio. They'll have intros and things like that. But moving forward, yeah, hopefully everything will be in video form and we have new things to learn here. So thanks for joining us while we try to figure this out. If you're just a podcast listener, head over, you know, follow us on Spotify, check out YouTube if you want to see our faces or interact with us. I believe Spotify, you can put a poll in there. You can ask questions. People can interact with you as well on each episode. So that's kind of cool.
Yep. And I just can't wait for the first time somebody does like a deep fake video using AI of Ben and John and posts it onto our feed of us saying how shit drop shipping is and you should never do it again. If you hear that person and you can produce that, send it to me. I'd love to see it. It'd be awesome.
There you go.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. But yeah, down to this question. Do I need to have the answers before I start?
That's basically what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's different variations of it. I've heard different variations of it. And I think, you know, there is an obvious answer to that question, but I think there's also an answer of what sits behind that question as well. Like, you know, and I think that's really the part to address. I mean, the obvious answer is no, you don't need to know what your market is. You don't need to know what your niche is. You don't need to have your company set up before you start. You don't need to have all of that stuff. You just need to make the commitment and start because, you know, if you're talking about our course or whatever, we're going to teach you how to do all that stuff the right way. The danger is if you do it before you get started, you're going to do it the wrong way and then you're going to have to go back and do it again anyway. And, you know, that doesn't really make much sense. So that's the obvious answer, but I think the more interesting question for people is why are you asking that question in the first place? Like where does that come from? And I think that's goes back to, you know, like kind of like that fear of starting kind of thing and, you know, finding reasons not to start more than anything.
I remember having this feeling about niche selection, market research, whatever you want to call it. I remember feeling this. In fact, I consumed, like probably people listening to this, I think I consumed 4 to 6 months of information before I said, I'm ready to make this commitment. I think I was close, but then I created little hurdles of like, I should worry about this first, or what if this doesn't work? And rather than just actually take action, which is when the momentum started moving in the first place. But I do remember thinking about how should I think about this? And I know John and I have done some episodes. They're way back in the archives on niche selection and how you should think about this. Mm. But the truth is, there's criteria in the course. There's ways that you should search for search volume. There's ways that you should determine what competitor, what the competitor research is telling you. How many competitors you have? Is there competition? Is this a market in which you can actually drop ship products? Or is this a complete D2C market? There's a lot of stuff you're going to learn by actually being in a course who's teaching you how to learn this stuff. And so, I don't know. This comes up so many times on calls that I knew we need to throw this on the podcast so that we can just refer people to this show because I think you're right, John. I think it is just something popping up that is actually the tip of the iceberg of what might be a deeper issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, and I think, you know, it's just one of those, you know, I think it probably just comes back down to like a lack of, like more so a lack of confidence or like a lack of belief you know, or something like that. Just around, it's one of those limiting things like I need to know X amount before I can get started. Or I need to have this thing in place before I get started. And maybe even when you get that thing in place, then you're going to invent some other thing that you need to have before you get started. And really what's going on there is that there's just something, you know, might be a fear of failure, you know, might be imposter syndrome, might be whatever, one of those more classical kind of limiting beliefs that we all carry to some extent or another through life about different things. That's actually really what's stopping you from getting started.
Yeah,
because you don't need to know anything to get started here. You just, the most important thing is just get started. Like, you've got to take that first step. You've got to make that first commitment. But, you know, because otherwise, if you can't make that first commitment, then I think for a lot of people, there's just always something. You can always find a reason not to do anything, right? It's so easy to do. Like, I've got to go and mow the lawn. Oh, no, it looks like it might rain. I've got to go and do, you know, like, you can just come up with a thousand reasons not to do anything meaningful, I think, because anything meaningful is not easy, right? And so it's never going to be easy. It's always going to be challenging. And so our automatic thing, I think, often is just to find reasons why we could defer it, why we could put it off. You know, I think for myself, when I find myself doing that, I always like to bring it back to, like, why do I want to do that thing in the first place? Like, what's the outcome? Focus back on what am I looking to change here? Every time you put something off or you find a reason why you can't go and do the thing that you're looking at, you're just putting yourself further away from your goal. So if you're looking at dropshipping because you want more money, you want to make more money, you want to create your own stream of finance, you want to get back your time, you know, you want to spend more time with the kids, you know, whatever it is, like, every time you put that off, you're actually moving further away from achieving that goal. You're not moving closer to it, you're moving further away from it. So you just need to go. You just need to press the go button, make the commitment. You know. And you're going to get all the things that you need to know. Addressing those sort of limiting beliefs is actually, you know, a massive part of success, even when you do get started as well.
I think part of it might be a feedback loop too, because I get asked, what do you think of this, Snitch? They kind of want a feedback loop. They kind of want a positive flow, because they have no experience here. They have no it's all fear, right? They're unprepared. And so, you know, think about weight loss. When you start on a diet, what's the first thing you want to see? You want to see that scale move, right? You want to get positive feedback, positive reinforcement that you're taking the right actions. And so, you know, I can empathize with the person who's like, been consuming. They might have been listening to this podcast for months. We often get that on calls, right? I've been listening to every podcast you and John ever put out, right? That's 150 episodes, by the way. And so they've thought about this a lot, and they're kind of looking for that positive feedback, that they're on the right track, that they're doing the right things. And so I can admire that, because I remember being in that situation. But you're right, John, the momentum doesn't even begin until you just start going. And so I would encourage you to take action. Maybe that's not immediately buying the course. Maybe that's going and setting up Shopify and, like, actually trying to build out a store. Like, it's going to cost you $29 to start building out a theme, upload products, call a supplier or two, see what that feels like. But take action, move forward in your business to get that feedback loop, and don't just sit there stewing in your brain, consuming, thinking about your business, because that's not action, right? Your brain might give you the dopamine that you're taking action by thinking so hard, but the reality is you're not moving forward. You're spinning your wheels. You're sitting in one place and thinking about taking action rather than actually taking the action where you'll get that feedback loop that you seek.
Yeah. And I think that's why I always lean towards, you know, just getting in and taking some action of some sort. And hey, if you're like, I just don't feel confident going and investing money in your program straight up off the bat, go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/5 and buy our $97 challenge, which is going to help you to find your niche. That's the whole point of it, right? And you're going to have that question answered. Then if you want to go and go through some of our stuff, see if you love it, you can upgrade to our full program from there. Really easy, right? and get straight into it, and you'll have that question answered. But the reason I don't like, I think you can get into such a negative loop when you keep saying, well, I need this to get started. You keep finding reasons to put off getting started. Then you start feeling bad about the fact that you haven't got yourself started. And I think a lot of people get into like it, that affects their own self-image and their own internal conversation. You start thinking, oh, I really want to do this thing, I keep putting off. Why do I keep putting off? I'm such an idiot. Like, I feel bad about that. Like, and then that then puts you even further away from getting started. And it just starts a whole kind of negative cycle, whereas there is nothing that feels better than taking action. Like, even if you don't really know what the fuck you're doing, like just going and doing something, like taking that first step, then taking the second step, feels so good. Like, it's exciting. It pumps you up. You feel good about yourself. And then that feeds into taking the next step because you get that little, I assume, you know, that dopamine hit and all that other stuff going on chemically inside your brain, that pushes you on, motivates you to take the next step, to get the next positive feedback loop happening, and then so on and so on. It just builds and builds. So that's why we always say, man, take action, take consistent action.
There you go. Still own the domain, by the way. Look, I've suffered from this myself, right? Thought about taking severe action in the gym, just hiring a trainer so that I'm accountable, right? I've been through the process. I lifted a lot of weights in my life, but I wasn't showing up every day. And so I bought that accountability. I paid for that. And the reality was it was all in my head before then. I was thinking about it a whole lot. And that anxiety was way worse than actually just doing the work and showing up every day. And, hey, Garrett, what are we doing today? Okay, great. Whatever. You know, here's $40 for the session. Great. That was way, way easier than spending hours in my head debating whether I should or should not do this, or whether I needed this, or, oh, I know I'm more than capable, but why aren't you doing it? And then beating myself up for not actually doing it. And so whether it's in business, whether it's in health or showing up somewhere else in your life, you're likely doing this. And the answer is to simply surrender, accept it, move forward and start taking action. And you'll realize how much easier it actually was just to do the damn thing rather than think about it.
100%. And folks, your man BK has been hitting the gym hard. I'm proud of him, man. He's exhausted, but he's still here. Tired. It's late in the day. He's been in the gym working hard every day. Good on you, buddy. I love it.
Yeah, and shout out to our last episode where we've invested money. Shout out to my coach, Elliot. He's the reason that I did this. He talks a lot about that. Actually, he's going to come on the podcast here soon. So if you have some questions for literally the greatest mindset coach on the planet, he's going to come on the show and answer those questions. I would love you. Shoot him over to us. Support at Dropship Breakthrough, Ben at Dropship Breakthrough, wherever you want to send him. If you're a member, shoot him in the Slack group, whatever. He's going to do a podcast with us. So that's kind of cool. But shout out to him for, you know, continually pushing me and like, you know, go find yourself a coach who's going to push you and hold you accountable too. And he's outsourced a lot of his life and I've kind of really paid attention to what he's doing. And, you know, he has an Olympic gold medalist show up at his house every day of the week at a certain time. And like, what do? You're going to work out because she's there, right? He has a massage therapist show up once a week and that's what he did. Once a week, he, you know, gets a massage therapy to relax. He has I think he said bi-weekly session with his hypnotherapist. It's just in his calendar. He just does these things. And by removing your ability to think about it, by removing your ability to pontificate and wander around in your brain and suffer in the anxiety by buying accountability, it's something he taught me and I'm starting to enjoy it, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a great way to get yourself to do something consistently. I'm the same. I have a personal trainer. I mean, we talked about this on the last episode. I've had that personal trainer. I had a bit of a break, but since late 2018, same guy. Do I need a personal trainer? Do I know how to go to a gym and work out and build a program for myself? Yeah, hell yeah, I do. I have a personal trainer simply because it means I show up more. If I don't have a personal trainer, somebody who I've committed to their time, and I'm paying them, I'm just as likely sometimes to sit down in front of my computer and start doing business rather than going to the gym because I can think up a million reasons why I need to be in front of my computer doing this, that, or the other to grow my businesses. Like, I'm terrible at it and I've been there. As soon as I put a personal trainer in there and make that commitment financially and have that person in my life, then I'm I've got to do something, you know, I can't not turn up because it's going to fuck his calendar up, right? And so that's literally why I have a personal trainer. And he's a great personal trainer as well, obviously, and we get results there. But that's the primary reason. So bringing that back to what we're talking about here, sometimes, you know, if when you commit to something like, you know, dropship breakthrough, that's going to give you accountability as well. Like, you've made a commitment, now you have to do it. And you're much more likely to do it when you've made that commitment rather than when you're just kind of tooling around on the internet, you know, consuming every free piece of content out there. There's nothing really there tying you or making you, you've got no skin in the game there, basically. And that's not to put down anybody who's there listening to our podcast for free. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that, but just know that there's also nothing really pushing you towards doing something there either. And you can just get stuck doing that for months and months and months and months and not taking any action. I think if you genuinely want to drive some sort of change in your life, I think that's a dangerous cycle to get into.
And that's
listen,
the one.
Yes, thing. But take act. You've got to be doing something as well.
That's the one thing too, right? There's a book called The One Thing. What is the one thing you could do by which doing it would make everything else you do simpler and easier? That's your one thing, right? And that is that moment where you've had anxiety to push the button or whatever it is, put skin in the game. I remember when I did it, I had a $1,000 credit card show up. That's all you get when you're $40,000 in debt. And like, I bought the course on $1,000 more in debt that I didn't have on a credit card that had 30% interest rates. And that's what got me started. And you're right, it put skin in the game. And so that is your one thing. If you're listening to this and you're saying, should I find my niche? Do I need to set up my LLC? We probably have 10 more of these we should have wrote down in the show notes, John, of all the questions that we get of like, should I get this done before I actually start? The answer is just start. I think I had one today of taxes. Should I go sign up in every state for taxes before I start? Absolutely not, by the way. The answer is no. Just get started. Start taking action. And if that means hopping inside our course and you want to know what that looks like, dropshipbreakthrough.com/call. You can hop on a call with John or myself. Both of our calendars on there. We'd love to chat with you, show you what that looks like, give you some options on getting inside. And hopefully we see you behind the paywall and in our Slack group and watching you build the business you've been dreaming about building.
Awesome.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.